Controversial California bills in the making. Voting. Inmate voting. Assemblyman Isaac Bryan's bill would amend the state constitution to allow inmates that are incarcerated for felonies to vote while still in prison. If passed by a two-thirds vote in both the Assembly and Senate, it would then require a majority of voters statewide to pass. Under current law, those with felonies on their record are allowed to vote. A 2016 law additionally allowed county jail inmates to vote. Mail-in voting. Assemblyman Bill Asaley's bill would repeal existing law that every voter receives a ballot by mail. It would also reduce the deadline for election officials to receive a ballot from 7 to 3 days after an election. Education. Homeless pupils guaranteed income. Senator Dave Cortese's bill would give homeless 12th grade students of the class of 2024 $1,000 per month for 5 months. Nearly 270,000 students across the state experience homelessness, according to a 2020 report by the University of California, Los Angeles. Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and Orange counties have the largest population of homeless high schoolers with over 66,000, 31,000, and 29,000 respectively. Prohibit schools from banning curriculum without state approval. Assemblyman Corey Jackson's bill would prohibit local school boards from banning or not adopting curriculums unless they received state approval. It also requires school boards to receive state approval before removing books or other publications from school libraries. Some opponents have said the bill is a reaction to school districts that have banned critical race theory. Crime. Lower theft threshold. Assemblyman Al Muritsuchi's bill would lower the current threshold of petty theft and shoplifting from $950 to $400. It would require approval by California voters. In 2014, state voters passed Proposition 47 mandating that shoplifting up to $950 be punished as a misdemeanor. Police canines. Assemblyman Corey Jackson's bill would prohibit the use of unleashed police canines to apprehend a person or for crowd control. But it would not prevent their use for searching, rescuing, and narcotics or explosives detection. Supporters say the use of police dogs promotes racial discrimination because black people have a higher percentage of serious injuries in canine operations. Opponents argue that the bill takes away an important policing tool and will put law enforcement at risk. Healthcare. Expand healthcare to illegal immigrants. Assemblyman Joaquin Arambula's bill would allow immigrants without legal status to purchase insurance through Covered California, the state's official health insurance marketplace. Under current law, an individual needs to be either a U.S. citizen or a legal resident to purchase such. Allow children to consent to counseling without parent permission. Assemblywoman Wendy Carrillo's bill would allow minors 12 and older to consent to mental health services or counseling without parents' consent or notification. Under current law, such minors only override parental consent if they are in danger of serious harm to themselves or to others, or if they are an alleged victim of child abuse. Taxes. Tax the rich bill. Assemblyman Alex Lee's bill would impose a 1.5% tax on Californians with a worldwide net worth of more than $1 billion starting in January 2024, and a 1% tax for those earning over $50 million starting in January 2026. According to Lee, the taxes can raise the state's revenue by nearly $22 billion per year. However, under the current state constitution, the personal property tax rate is limited to 0.4%. Consequently, Lee introduced a constitutional amendment to remove the tax rate cap. Substance use. Decriminalizing magic mushrooms. Senator Scott Wiener's bill would decriminalize personal possession and use of some plant-based psychedelic drugs, such as magic mushrooms, mescaline, and psilocybin for Californians 21 and older. Supporters argue that such would be helpful for veterans who are seeking treatment for severe mental health conditions. Opponents say the bill will cause an increase in the selling and personal use of the drugs, leading to more crime and arrests. Workplace. for day work week. Evan Lowe's bill would establish a 4-day work week, or a 32-hour work week. Under current law, a 40-hour work week is considered full-time. Gun control. Gun carry conceals. Senator Anthony Portantino's bill would tighten state rules for concealed weapons by banning firearms in a host of public spaces, including any private business, unless the owner posts a conspicuous sign at the entrance stating that license holders may carry guns.